and anxiety. And this rule applies to a lot more than only stress-induced problems. You are number one in your life. You need to feel good and happy about your life, your environment, and your choice of lifestyle. If you are not, then you need to change and keep changing until you find what makes you happy. Most people ignore this fact on the assumption that they have no choice. Family, parents, education, job, fate, to name a few. Please stop right now and internalize this. You have a choice, and that choice is to be happy. Only you can achieve this goal. And the sooner you get rid of all pretexts, the better it will be when you find something that gives you the utmost pleasure. You have found the best way to neutralize negative stress. The immediate result is that you will be healthy and never have to worry about anxiety or anxiety attacks ever again. Anxiety is caused by a normal response the body has when confronted with a threat or danger. When confronted with a bad situation, the brain searches for a similar event so that it can decide how to react. If there is no such event in storage, then your body must react chemically. At this point, you enter what is called the fight or flight mode. When the fight or flight mode is entered, you will likely experience symptoms such as sweaty palms or a racing heart. You will then become aggressive and stand up for yourself or run like the wind. Everyone has feelings of anxiety at some point in their life. Whether it is about preparing for a job interview, meeting a partner's family for the first time, or the prospect of parenthood. While we associate anxiety with alterations to our mental state, experienced as worry or apprehension, perhaps, and physical symptoms such as a raised heart rate and adrenaline, we also understand that it is likely to affect us only until the source of our anxiety has passed or we have learned to cope with it. Anxiety is one of a range of emotions that serve the positive function of alerting us to things we might need to worry about. More importantly, these emotions help us to evaluate potential threats and respond to them in the right way, such as by quickening our reflexes or focusing our attention. Keep in mind that the anxiety described above is different from experiencing fear. For example, if someone is robbing you and threatening you with a knife, then you are most likely experiencing fear. Fear is a focused reaction to a specific event. Anxiety is the opposite. It is typically unfocused and not related to a single cause. Fear, like anxiety, is a familiar emotion precisely because it is part of everyone's experience and is considered an essential component of our humanity. It is also a psychological, physiological, and behavioral state we share with animals when confronted by a threat to our well-being or survival. Fear increases the body's arousal, expectancy, and neurobiological activity, and triggers specific behavior patterns designed to help us cope with an adverse or unexpected situation. But how do we distinguish anxiety from fear, given that the two are often used interchangeably? We'll look at that later in a standalone chapter, but for now, let's focus on anxiety. Anxiety is a choice. Firstly, let me congratulate you on your ability to create this state we call anxiety. Not everyone is able to. However, you have anxiety and you now want to get rid of it. The question I ask is, are you sure? Because you have invested a lot of your time, as well as many others' time and attention to your anxiety problems. If you were to get rid of it, what would you put in its place, if anything? Are you sure you want to take away this unique piece of you out of your system? How much of your world have you already invested in this malady you now want to get rid of? What would you do with your new freedom from anxiety? That anxiety, at whatever level, is there for a reason. We will be looking